The executive director of iLaw, Travis Aiken, is joining us in the studio. First off, morning.
Good morning.
You had your first cup of coffee yet?
I had an energy drink this morning,
so
I've got my caffeine fix.
I'm going with the straight caffeine this morning. It's really good too. Here's the thing, Travis. You and I have, I've had you in the studio numerous times on this subject: judicial hellholes. I think you can go back to the McDonald's spilled coffee and people go, are you kidding me? I mean, there are lawsuits where people go, are you kidding me? And there are others that people who are horrendously hurt and you go, okay, all right, yeah, sounded a little high, but they got something. Judicial hellholes, it almost, whenever I looked at some of the reports from other companies and other places that do judicial hellholes, it seemed like a lot of them that I saw involved asbestos litigation, big money items, where people go to that county because, well, the fix is in. They know they're going to get a favorable play out of a certain location. They'll come to this state from other states to file lawsuits.
Well, in Madison County, where a lot of this happens, you have even lawsuits from Puerto Rico finding their way into Madison County. And really, less than 10% of the cases, asbestos cases, filed in Madison County don't even have anything to do or have only to do with Illinois. So less than 10% of the cases are Illinois cases. And even fewer of those cases are actual Madison County residents.
A third of all asbestos litigation in the country is in Madison County, Illinois.
And that number keeps growing because you're seeing other jurisdictions, the numbers are dropping off. But in Madison County, they're holding steady. I mean, you see some fluctuation from year to year, but still, Madison County continues to be the top draw for asbestos litigation across the country.
Right. And when you do it as a nationwide judicial hellhole, 15-16, it was ranked fifth in the nation behind Missouri as a state, although one list had that broken into city of St. Louis, Missouri, and then others said Missouri. But number one was California, number two, New York City, asbestos, number three, Florida, number four, Missouri, and Madison County, Illinois. This is another group, ATF, mm-hmm. who did this group. And it's interesting because the way they described this was what caught my attention. Local plaintiffs' law firms have significant sway with the county's judiciary, getting their colleagues appointed to the bench. And the county's past is a perennial judicial hellhole is the present and future as plaintiffs' lawyers continue their attempt to resurrect a $10 billion judgment stemming from a class action lawsuit tobacco industry. But this part here, they get their colleagues appointed.
That's how it works. You have these high-powered plaintiffs firms. They find when there's a judicial vacancy that comes up, lawyers from those firms end up getting the jobs, and then they perpetuate this judicial hellhole climate and atmosphere. And the way I like to describe it is like in Field of Dreams, you know, if you build it, they will come. If you build a judicial hellhole, the lawsuits will come. And I think Madison County, St. Clair County, Cook County have continued to prove that if you build a judicial hellhole, there'll be plenty of lawsuits that find their way there.
All right, let me think about this for a minute. When the lawsuit was filed by Attorney General Lisa Madigan last Friday, she didn't do it in Sangamon County.
No.
Where did she go to file the lawsuit to stop state pay?
St. Clair County.
Why?
We know the answer why. Because, as you said, the fix is in. You've got this machine, the rotation from these plaintiffs' firms that they get these judicial spots. They know, and they're banking on getting whatever they want out of that county.
So they can all do the Illinois waltz together. interesting reference, by the way, if you want to look up Illinois waltz as a con game. It is apparently a con game wherever you see somebody else pulling a con and you see it and you jump in to help without being prompted. It's called the Illinois Waltz. I didn't know it had a name. a little surprised by it. But in any event, now here's another thing. With the budget that's going on right now, this I mean, in many ways, you could say that one of the reasons why we don't have a budget right now is because of the lack of legal reforms, because the governor is very insistent on a number of reforms, and a lot of those, you know, really kind of in the judicial system when it comes to it. What is the law? I mean, that was a big issue for Warner. I mean, are we going to see reforms, I think, is the question in this budget deal, this grand budget deal?
Well, during the State of the State, I was in Springfield listening to the speech. I was live tweeting during the speech. And a lot of the things that the governor identified as some of the perennial problems in Illinois, we have, for instance, from 2014 to 2015, more than 114,000 people leaving the state of Illinois, in part because of our tax system. Our property taxes are too high. The business regulations are too onerous. You have business people fleeing the state. But also the lack of legal reform just adds to this overall economic climate that isn't good. And you look at our surrounding states.
When we're talking about medical legal reform, we're talking about, let's see, workman's comp, malpractice. What else would go underneath that heading, you think, Travis?
Well, one of the things that we've been fighting for is a common sense reform, venue reform, that basically says that you, in civil cases, in civil lawsuits, those should be filed where the incident occurred or where the plaintiff lives. This is a reform that the governor has strongly supported. It was part of his initial reform agenda, the five or six things that he presented as reforms that he wants. Now, he's whittled that list down. Lawsuit reform is still one of the governor's top priorities, but we want to make sure that it's on the top list of priorities, and that's why we're out pushing for these reforms. And the thing about lawsuit reform is it doesn't cost the state anything. This isn't there's no cost to these ideas, but the benefits are going to benefit the whole state. Because look, a business can adjust to regulations. A business can adjust to taxes. If they know what the rules are, they can play by the rules and factor that into their business model. But a lawsuit, one lawsuit can bankrupt a small business. And when you pile all of these things together in Illinois, why would somebody want to invest in Illinois when they could go to Indiana, when they could go to Wisconsin, and see a much better business climate there because those states have enacted reforms, including lawsuit reforms, to attract businesses?
The criticism is, and I get it every time you join me in the studio, trial lawyers will contact me and say, look, these people have been injured, they have a right to recourse, and these are rightful payoffs as chosen by a jury of their peers and judges and through the system. I mean, every time, literally without question. And then you see in Springfield, where they're saying, look, if you enact these reforms, middle-class Americans will be hurt, middle-class Illinoisans will be hurt, we're hurting, you know, the people. And see, that's part of the problem here, isn't it? This debate and how we're going to balance these two, because people do get injured, and they do. I saw where there was a big payout settlement involving a semi-truck crash in Saline County, which I think came up to a pretty good sum of money, $939,000. You have those, and then you've got these, well, as I said, the spilt coffee in the lap type of items, too. I mean, where is that line? Is that what we're really talking about? If you take everything and pick it apart, where that line is? Is that what you and I are talking about?
That's what we're talking about, because no one is suggesting that if you get hurt, that you shouldn't be made whole. I've never said that, and I will never say that. But I think we have to acknowledge, when you look at some of the things that go on in our legal system, that we do have some problems. Why does the United States have more lawyers, more lawsuits than any other industrialized country in the world? Why do we have these perennial problems? And when you have the lawsuits, you know, for instance, you know, one lawsuit that comes to mind off the top of my head is a lawsuit that was filed against Subway because their sub sandwiches weren't exactly 12 inches long.
That's right.
Because I mean, is that the kind of justice that your trial lawyer friends want to talk about? I mean, I could sit here all day and belittle the ridiculous lawsuits that we see time and time again in jurisdictions all across Illinois and all across the country. To say that there isn't a problem is laughable, and I do laugh because it there are problems, and the first step in the 12-step system is admit you have a problem. And how can we solve a problem if the other side doesn't even admit, hey, look, we know that there are some problems here, and we're committed to help. If those, you know, knights in shining armor who are out, you know, filing lawsuits every day, if they really were concerned about the legal system, they would be shunning and shaming their colleagues who are filing these ridiculous asinine lawsuits. Can I say that on the air? I mean, if they really were concerned, they would be joining me in trying to correct the problem, because the solutions we have are not wide sweeping solutions. We're not using a machete here. We're using a scalpel to try to fix some of these institutional problems. And I invite some of these, you know, knights in shining armor to come help me out.
I think that's an interesting way of looking at it. Saving the judicial system, saving the legal system. It is the grease in which allows our civilization to work.
Right.
The wheel of civilization to turn fairly. It's now 731 News Radio WJPF. Travis Aiken, iLaw, Executive Abuse, iLaw, Illinois Lawsuit Abuse Watch Executive Director. Get them all there together. Thanks, Travis. Thank